Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I want to live with the cinema. Love Earth Tour. Down by the July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
Can't get enough BYU football? Listen to Cougar Nation. Mitch Harper takes your calls Monday nights from 6 to 7 on KSL News Radio. Podcast at kslnewsradio.com.
Tomorrow night, 6 to 7. Blow up those phone lines. If you're angry as a BYU fan, sound off. I'm here for you. Me and Matt Biamonte will be in the studio getting you ready for the week ahead.
I've got to tell on you a little bit, though, Mitch.
Yeah.
Eric, our producer, doesn't know this. Maybe Cougar Nation doesn't know this. Mitch used to call up and blow up the post-game shows when he was like a 10-year-old. He's getting after Lavelle. Hey, what happened on that play, Lavelle Edwards? Like, remember those old school calls? Like when people yes. call in and go, hey, coach. I think it was – I honestly think that somebody had said – I mean, you know, it's
– Cleon Wall was always taking the calls for me.
Oh,
he was
my
always
gosh.
Saying – he's like, Mitch, we'll just put you through. There was a portion – where Greg Rubel at one point said, let's just call this the Mitch's Moment segment.
Yep. Hey.
And then
we should have seen it then.
And that's rare.
Hey, first
because
time, long time. First time, long time calling from Salt Lake
Rubel's
City.
Not carving out space for anybody. For just some random. So it was
no.
It was a call where he was appreciating it. And there was times where Greg even said, are you calling? And I was like, well, Greg, I was just going to let it be this week, but I'll hit it up.
No, the other thing was is like the we used to so taking those phone calls in the post game, we had a directive too. You also made the top of the list if you were an international caller.
Yes.
Hey, I'm tuning in from the Philippines. And Greg's like, get him on. We have some folks that are tuning in to some Cougar fans across the world. And so now it's just that's the way it was. But Mitch got his start harassing people on the phone. It's only perfect now that on Cougar Nation, he and Matt Biamonte are taking your calls. Light him up. Don't let him take it off easy. I might even get done with my show tomorrow. JJ and Alex on the KSL Sports Zone. I'm gonna walk downstairs and go, hey, I need 5 minutes to go off on Mitch. Or maybe I'll call in as just my as like the Texan grandpa and just be like, y'all didn't even show up for this game. I just wanted to rub it in. Maybe I'll do that. I'll prank.
That.
I'm gonna prank Cougar Nation
calling from,
tomorrow.
This is A Train calling from Pflugerville.
This is Craig and Round Rock. Oh my gosh, yeah, too much. Just don't let Mitch and Matt get away with it. Just let them have it. Let BYU's offensive coordinator have it tomorrow. Might as well. Yes, but you've got that. Our show. We're gonna be breaking it down, of course, all this week, and everybody on the KSL Sports Zone is gonna be just scratching our heads trying to figure out Utah, BYU. Utah State had a bye this week, but, man, our teams locally, this is when you lean heavy on the Jazz, too, and go, how about those Jazz? Like that, when you have a weekend like that. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, interesting. Let's go through the schedule here, Mitch. Let's start it off here. Your game of the week. It's an early one, too. The very first game and the very first kickoff time of the week is the best game of the week here in the Big 12.
Thursday night, there's a game, TCU at Texas Tech. That's definitely not the best one.
No,
but Spitgate can be put to rest at Thursday night, TCU, Texas Tech.
But those teams hate playing those games on Thursday, by the way. I guarantee it.
But I'll the
guarantee.
Saturday tilt that you're referring to,
yes,
Kansas State at Texas, 10 a.m., DKR. Man, this is going to be a must-see game. This is going to be just one heck of a football game. I think this is going to be one of those games where you just love watching the trench play and seeing the physicality it's going to be there. Because watching Texas yesterday, their defensive line is legit, Alex. And, you know, BYU's offensive line in stretches had success against them, keeping some better protection I think they're getting credit for. I know Kalani kind of put them on notice yesterday. But, I mean, but Texas's D-line, is the talent is undeniable. To see them go up against the beef of K-State, sign me up. I'm ready to watch that matchup. That's going to be a heck of a football game.
I'm going to call it right now. I think Texas loses that football game.
Mm.
I just think that when you're playing with a backup against a team that is, I mean, it has a really good offense. I mean, Texas is not I mean, you've seen it. Texas has not been blown the doors off of people. And so and Sark made reference to it last hour. You can go back and listen and download the sound roundup. But I think that he's like, yeah, we got a lot of good things kind of going for us. But Malik Murphy is still brand new. They're going to be missing Quinn Ewers next week. They better have a really, really good game plan because Kansas State is rolling right now, and they're coming into to Austin. And, you know, like you said earlier, I think that Chris Klieman is one of those guys. Their head coach is just like, yeah, forget about us. Who cares? Just they're the Utah of the Big 12, where it's like, we'll be at the top of the standings and have people forget us because we're not Oklahoma and Texas. Who cares? Don't care. We're going to be better than you are. And I think that's what's going to happen next week. That's just a little early prediction for me when it comes to that one. What do we have next?
1:30 p.m. kick, Bedlam, the final edition in Stillwater. Oklahoma State 6-2, Oklahoma 7-1. 1:30 p.m. ABC, another great game. The final edition of Stillwater as before it gets laid to rest.
You love that. You love that old like beat report. Where was that guy even from at Big 12 Media Days?
I don't know.
It's almost like when those guys have that quote and they have, like, their reading glasses at the end of their nose, and it's like they have a bass fishing hat on, too. Like, they don't even want to be there. Like, Bedlam's going to be laid to rest. So it's like, dude, it's not your grandma, but I get it. I get you have feelings for it. But, geez, you know what would be great is if just, again, the college football scheduling gods look down on us and go, we're going to bless you with this. Watch this game happen, and then watch – Oregon or watch Oklahoma State and Oklahoma end up both being like, you know, 9-3 on the season, and they meet up in some weird bowl game that they just go, yeah, we're gonna carve it out, make it happen, second bedlam of the season, we're gonna force you guys to have it. I love that kind of stuff. It won't happen, but you know, I'm all for it. What else we got?
Houston at Baylor also in 1:30. Please skip that one in favor of Bedlam. I would recommend that. And then also UCF at Cincinnati, 1:30 p.m. in FS1. So the first, AAC teams, ex-AAC teams going squaring off UCF and Cincinnati. Then the nightcap, we've got Kansas at Iowa State. That's a good game on ESPN. And then BYU goes two time zones to the Eastern time zone at West Virginia, Morgantown. Can you think of two different type of fan bases, Alex?
No.
BYU and West Virginia fans, 5 p.m., FS1. You'll have pregame on the zone at 4. I'll have extended pregame at noon on KSL News Radio.
Luck.
So we're
good
loaded.
Luck. good luck on that extra pregame. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, at that point, we'll have broken down this BYU offense so much during this week and tried to figure it out. Like, we'll be scratching our heads trying to figure this out. And who would have thought that this game would have been a real nerve-wracking one for BYU to be able to get to bowl eligibility. And, you know, West Virginia's in the same boat. They can get to bowl eligibility this week, and they want it. And they want to do it on a national stage. They know that you get an extra little boost audience-wise when BYU's in town, so why not? And they've had a heck of a season, and that's not an easy trip to make. Going from Texas, coming back to Provo yesterday, I'm assuming late for BYU, and then having to go back out on, I'm assuming again, they'll have to go out Thursday. That's kind of their usual deal on these two time zone trips. But that's a lot of travel in 2 weeks, Mitch. But welcome to the Big 12.
Should BYU fans expect some sort of free gift in their section like BYU gives to opposing fans with ice cream? Or is West Virginia just setting a couch on fire or something like that?
They're all, hey, everybody gets their own. I put a shot of moonshine on each one of those seats this week. Oh, have fun at the game. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go full stereotype. Some of this is making fun of my old boss and your current boss, Kevin LaRue, the program director at KSL News Radio, who is a Mountaineer. Go Mountaineers! And, you know, everybody has that guy they know that has one tooth, you know, in the very front, very aggressive one tooth. And that's our guy,
every
Kevin.
Fan base, though.
That's our guy, Kevin. Oh, Kevin, I'm sorry. Oh. It's just a little trash talk on a BYU and West Virginia week.
It's a great show today, Alex.
Nah, I had a ton of fun, dude. I just don't, you know, at the end, we have a lot of fun with this, but I think just we're kind of trying to drown our sorrows a little bit in what could come for BYU, because there's really a feeling like this could be they could really end this thing with a 5-7 season and not be bowl eligible. Yeah. And certainly starting things off being 5-2 and then just throwing your arms up and going, we don't even know what this offense is. It's just, it's a real bummer for the Cougs. And so I hope they get things right. I hope that they find something. I hope they watch that tape and go, you know what, there are some little areas we're able to run this football and find some space for Aiden Robbins. And don't know what the long term is going to be for LJ Martin, but that's the one that I'm hoping that they kind of figure out. That'll be
no need to worry though, Alex, because they're playing under the stars next week. It's nighttime. The vampires are coming out.
Okay, so guaranteed W. Okay, yeah.
There you go.
You and Matt Biamonte leaning on that one. They're all write it down. Write it down. It's a night game. Is the game finishing at night, though? Does it start at night or does it end at night? Which one is it? It's like, gosh, you guys and your weird stats. But you know what? You can't lie. I mean, look, that's what it is. I will say, though, we'll be in November by next week, right?
Yeah.
And that's actually a good thing for BYU. They have a pretty good win. They have a losing record under Kalani Sitake in October. They have a winning percentage under Kalani Sitake in November. So there you go. So hopefully maybe that bodes well for them. They're getting into November. It's winning time for them. Mitch, fun show this week. For Mitch Harper, our producer Eric, awesome time. Eric, fantastic job as usual every week. We'll jump back out here. You can download the podcast wherever you find podcasts in any platform that you have. We've got it for you here, and we'll keep bringing it to you every week. So for Mitch Harper and Eric, I'm Alex. We'll talk to you next week right here on First and 12.